Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah! Comedian's Colin Moulton. He's going to phone the program. Colin's at the Looney Bin in Wichita this coming weekend, game tomorrow night. And our buddy Nick Allen. He could be at a VFW or a club near you. He'll be in here later on this morning.
Or a garage if you live in the right neighborhood.
True. That's good, too. Good point. Doing his podcast with Richard.
You live in one of the neighboring communities.
And also, Petey Mac will be here.
Playing a venue there.
Right.
He's done it all. Elks clubs, golf courses.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's right. Did a golf course this past weekend.
Ducks Unlimited, guys.
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Who are you talking to? I don't see any gentlemen.
And you,
that's all I see.
He was looking at us, Puss. He wasn't looking at you.
Right. You hesitated
so
before you said, well.
Yeah.
Like you had to think about it for a second.
I was actually thinking of the proper term.
Well, you came up with a good one.
Well.
Yeah, I didn't go with
good,
sunshiny.
Great. Yeah, it's, well, there's no, we don't have that right now. It's, yeah. It's,
you know, I didn't go with any of that
end
stuff.
End of a long run.
Well, I mean, I anticipate being sunshiny again.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when.
Before the end of the long run. Because that's just how I roll. I like to be sunshiny. You know me.
Right. Shine on me, Craig. Well, shine on me.
We are approaching
the
longest day of the year.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Todd. Then after that, it goes downhill.
A week from today. And
Todd already ruined that.
Then the days start getting shorter.
It is really bright when you get here this morning, man. It's really bright. I'm the last one to get here, and it's bright.
It is?
Yeah, yep. It's really light when I get here.
Yeah, when Craig and I get here, it's the same every day.
I know.
Dark.
I mean, it's light.
Huh.
In fact, two days ago, I thought I was late. I had to go look at my clock. I said, on the car, I said, am I late? Nobody called me or something like that? Because it was light. I didn't really care about
late. Nobody cared?
I didn't care. Best stuff is running there waiting for me or something like that. I don't know. I didn't really care. I was kind of hoping I was late. I'm thinking, cool, 3-hour show. But nope, the sun comes up really, it gets light really early. And like Todd mentioned, well, you're in North Dakota, though. Would it get lighter early there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought, since it's further north. I don't know the exact how that works, but...
Well, the further north you
But you weren't up that early when you were there, right?
You get less light. And, you know, the thing is, it's the other way around during the winter.
Of course it is,
You get very little light. Yeah, you know, sun comes up at 10, goes down at 3.
Oh, man. No wonder they drink in North Dakota.
Or anywhere.
Yeah, sure. No, but they're number one right now.
I think yesterday morning when I got here, I could just see the very beginning of sunrise.
Oh,
over the horizon.
Yeah.
Just the very first peak.
Sunglasses this morning on the way in.
What?
No, I didn't.
What?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, there are parts of North Dakota where the sun never goes down.
There you go.
During the summertime.
Sunshiny day.
Or maybe that's Alaska.
Could be Alaska.
But I was just 2 miles from the...
could be our enemy, Canada, too.
Right, the Canadian border, which will soon turn into the U.S.-Canadian demilitarized zone.
Oh, yeah, we're going to fight them. We hate them now. Ask an old person. We hate them.
Oh, look at them.
Yeah, look at them, all friendly and stuff. Been our constant ally for a couple hundred, 100 years or so, you know. Our closest and constant ally. Look at them. Right, look at them with their cool-looking leader and... cool attitude.
What
screw
not,
them.
Screw that them. The other thing.
Screw them. What's up, Craig?
Oh, you know.
Nobody die?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know that, but nobody famous, right?
A code talker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. One of those windbreakers.
Yeah, the windbreaker. I think they're called wind talkers.
Yeah, that's what I think they are.
Guys that spoke Navajo. Here's the thing about that. That's a great true story. They spoke Navajo.
World War II?
Yeah, in World War II, so the Germans couldn't break the code. Do you think the Germans eventually would just go find a Navajo guy and hold a gun to his head and say, what are they saying? I just don't know the history of that. I'd like to know more of that.
They may not have known that they were speaking Navajo.
They probably didn't. They probably didn't.
No, and I don't think a lot of Germans hung out with a lot of Navajos.
No, true. And it was a different time.
You don't see, to this day, a lot of Germans hanging out with a lot of Navajos.
No, oh, you're right. That's right.
Well, you know, I guess I don't see either one individually.
No.
Either.
But I have been to the Navajo Reservation of Arizona, and I was probably the only guy with of German descent.
Right.
But, you know, I wasn't on the German side in World War II. So I think there's still a lot of animosity between the Germans and the Navajos. For that whole wind talk.
Is he famous? Is he famous? Nobody had him in the Deadpool, right?
I didn't even look. Okay. You know, it individually.
As a group, they're
as a group, they are famous.
They are famous, right? Yeah. Individually, probably.
Individually,
not.
You know.
Unless he's the last windbreaker.
Right, there was no star.
He is not.
He's not the last windbreaker.
There was no star of that show, except for Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Tribal leaders say that there may now be fewer than 10 code talkers left. This gentleman, Samuel Tom Holliday, was 94.
All right.
Which is longer than the average lifespan of your typical Navajo.
Well, or a white guy, for that matter.
Sure. But especially in the Navajo community.
Yeah, they drink like Petey Mac, don't they?
Some of them.
Sorry, Petey.
Some are genetically predisposed.
Like Petey Mac.
You should apologize to the Navajo.
That's true. You don't drink as much as the Irish guys we know. That's a good point.
I apologize.
Apologize to the Navajos, right? And the Jews.
Yeah. We will know today.
Oh, no.
This is the big sports news.
Okay.
We will know today whether or not North America gets the World Cup in 2026.
North America or just the U.S.?
North America.
So it'd be us.
United States, Canada, Mexico.
Got it. Yeah. I know what they are. I know what that is. Okay. But we hate those countries now. Are we going to share it with them? We don't like them.
Or maybe they have to share with us.
They don't like us either, for that matter, right now.
Look at us.
Good point.
Wait a minute. That's not right.
Well, not us.
Wait a minute.
Look at the face of us.
That's a case-by-case basis.
True.
I still kind of like Mexico. And
I like. No, I do. I do. Oh, no, I do. Most people, most free-thinking Americans don't.
It just dawned on me. Yeah. Tyler says, I know what North America is. You don't have to tell me.
No, you don't have to tell me. Yeah. Well, you kind of talked down to me there.
I didn't mean to.
Yes, you did.
I was actually singing the Animaniacs.
I know.
United States, Canada, Mexico. Because they have a song where they do every country in the world.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it starts off United States, Canada, Mexico.
Okay, it starts right there.
So we
get the first three right.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have used that the other day when Petey Mac was quizzing me. During the World Cup.
That's right. You could have.
Do they have all 195 countries?
Is it 2020?
However many there are in the world?
No, it would be 2026.
Now does the... Oh, Jesus. Who cares?
It's every 4 years.
I know that.
So it's 22, 26.
So do people have... does the home countries get a free bid?
Yeah.
Good, because it would suck.
Now, I don't know if we get three...
No, does each – well, it's North America, Mexico, Canada, and U.S. all probably gets a bid.
Well, see, I don't know how that one works because generally a single country
– True.
There you go.
Yeah.
A single country will get the bid, and so the single country gets the invite.
Yeah, this is something we should discuss later in sports.
No.
No, I know. I'm just joking.
It's not.
Actually, no, it's
because
not.
You ask a reasonable question, but not an interesting one.
No, right. But I think they probably give all three a team.
There's no way.
No. Whatever country gets it.
Well, no, this is North America, he said.
No, well, one of three North American countries will get the World Cup. Yeah, not all three of them.
You said,
all three.
No, it's all three.
No, all three.
You're not listening right.
Yes.
We're not the three finalists. They're using all three together.
Yeah, yes, it would be United States, Canada, Mexico as a whole.
That would make for a lot of traveling.
Fractured, but whole.
They'd probably just make all three countries draw like out of a hat.
Fractured, butthole.
Yeah.
I'd look into this if I even cared more than just asking the question. I actually asked the question, and I don't care
you
about
did.
The answer.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Somebody knows.
Or they'd put it on
We got soccer
towns.
Guys out there listening to the show, and yeah. every time I meet them, hey, be light on soccer. I said, nope. Thanks
no.
for listening.
So,
I do. I get it all the time.
Like Laredo, Texas would get one, and then Nuevo Laredo right across the border
yeah, that's
would
probably,
get another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. No, probably bigger stadiums
yeah.
than that.
And then Dunsea, North Dakota would get one, and then Boise of Ain, Manitoba would get one.
There you go.
So you don't have to travel so far.
That might be it, yeah. Plus, once again, it's soccer.
Come on, kids. We're going to Tijuana for the World Cup.
I'm guessing in 2026 I won't watch it then either.
See, that would make sense because they probably have an arena in Tijuana, and they got one in San Diego. They don't use it for
yeah,
football
but if they,
anymore.
If they use that arena in Tijuana, where's the donkey show going to
go? Yeah. Well, they would move that somewhere else. Generally, the donkey shows don't attract 40, 50,000 people.
Be a lot cool if they did.
Well, not the ones you've been to.
No. Yeah, the ones I've been to.
How many donkeys you invite, too, for that matter.
There's generally three people in the donkey show I'm involved in.
Right.
Well, two people and a donkey.
Well, you're the and you're the donkey.
What? What?
Okay, President Trump has returned home after his historic summit with Kim Jong-un.
No, he's going golfing again.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
That's what
they
you do.
Signed
you,
the joint declaration.
Time. Every time I come home from an historic summit, I go golfing. I've got nothing against the guy.
Yeah, so we're going to quit the military exercises with South Korea.
And that was a surprise to everybody.
Everybody.
Our own military and also...
And South Korea.
And South Korea. And China likes it, though, apparently. So that's a good thing for Trump because he likes China, too.
Yeah. However, the remains of U.S. service members missing since the Korean War,
that's a good thing.
If
they give them up, you know.
Yeah, that is a good thing as well. A proposal that would break California into three separate states.
I read that whole article this
will
morning.
Be on the November ballot.
And won't matter. Because
it won't matter.
After that, it has to go.
Even if it passes.
Yeah. Yeah, just
what if they do vote for it? Then what happens?
Oh, no.
Then Congress shoots it down
Congress
and then we go
down.
Back to the way it is.
Right.
Right. Because in order for that to happen, you need like a constitutional amendment, don't
Congress,
you?
It needs to be approved by Congress.
Okay.
California tried to do it in the 1800s, apparently, and they said no. They didn't even take it up. So it's not going to happen. It's the isn't it a guy that some big rich guy that leans a little right wants his own spot because he's pissed off the lefties down south or something like that. I don't know how it works, but I read the article. It'd be different size, but the population would all be the same, and a good chance that'd be four Democratic senators and two Republican senators. So that's just adding to. So that's another reason. And they say the way Washington has always been split up, it's never going to work. I read the whole thing this morning.
From what I remember reading, the logic behind it kind of made sense.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I think a lot of states make sense. I think we live in one of those states that makes sense like that.
Kind of, yeah. But, I mean, the needs of Northern California are much different than the needs of Southern
and
California.
And Central California.
And the Central Coast
right,
area.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're all
it's a big state.
Very different regions.
Right.
Yeah, there would be regular California,
again,
Northern California, and Southern California.
Right. Everybody, no matter where you live in any state, big enough and have a big enough population, feels the same way, though. So that really, there are places like that.
Sure.
I know, you know.
But,
I know
is the most extreme.
It's totally the most extreme. But you know, I remember being a Central Pennsylvania guy, man. I remember the necks hating Pittsburgh and Philly because they were the big cities and they had the blacks. You know, I was like, shut up. So I understand the necks and also the liberals both wanting their own little thing. You know,
Chicago.
Southern Illinois, nothing to do with it.
Illinois, you know, downstate Illinois.
Yeah.
Bitches about
Chicago.
Yeah,
it's very, very different than California. I get it.
Population-wise,
Texas could change.
Example.
Texas is huge.
Well, there's no need for Texas to change.
Well, except for Austin. They could,
could become their own state.
Yeah.
But
I mean, what's California?
That's true.
There's
no need for Texas.
What's California, like 40, 50 million people?
It's the highest grossing income. Yeah, they should stay more powerful by themselves, actually. It's not going to happen anyway. So
No, but it is fascinating that it goes to the ballot.
Right.
Oh, and my aunt won her primary for public service commissioner of North Dakota. Well, that's because she was running unopposed as a Democrat. So she faces off against a Republican in November.
Smear campaign.
That'll be a tough climb.
All right.
Well, she was right, about 40 million in California.
Yeah, so, I mean, population-wise, it's the biggest example of that.
Right.
And I don't know where regular California would be located.
And who gets the name California?
The middle part.
You're going to want to keep that.
It's like the central coast.
Yeah, yeah, regular California is the middle.
And that would piss off people, too, because everybody wants to name California.
Well, there'd be Northern and Southern California. They're all California.
They would just call them California.
Yeah.
Got it.
But just one of them is California. I called that regular California.
Got it. So Northern and Southern, which is not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Six counties, the north six counties, or I'm sorry, carrying the California namesake would be the six counties on the coast from Monterey south to Los Angeles.
Wow.
North, San Francisco, Sacramento to Oregon, and then the rest.
You don't catch me east of California.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Most people live east of California.
Exactly, yeah. Right, yeah.
Rose McGowan's trial on felony drug charges set to take place in January. Not much, almost none, if I remember correctly.
What is the problem here?
Why can't this go away? It on the plane.
Yeah. Oh, it's a plane thing.
Apparently, yeah.
Who hasn't had coke on a plane?
I don't know.
I mean, who hasn't had coke on a plane?
Well, no, here's a better question.
Maybe our parents.
Right. Puss.
But that's about it.
Puss and our parents.
Who the hell leaves their cocaine behind? That's how she got snagged.
Well, she forgot.
She forgot her purse. You don't forget your cocaine.
Oh, people forget stuff all the time.
There may have been just an empty baggie.
Right.
True.
With some residue in there, you're gonna forget about
people
that.
People forget it. You're drinking,
but
I forget
how much was in there. It was almost, if I remember correctly, it was very little. And
people drink
course,
a lot and party a lot. You forget everything. I'm not.
So she goes back to get her purse, and they say, "Oh, you're busted."
God, stop before she kills
this.
Again.
And she says, "Weinstein put that in there."
Whatever her excuse is, it got her. So the problem is, can this go away? Because don't we have more important
things? She's going
things?
To trial in the middle of January.
I know. What happens? What'd she get?
Huh?
What if she loses? What'd she get?
Up to 10 years, I think.
Oh, God. That's ridiculous.
That Weinstein thing is a bit of a stretch, too, isn't it?
She hates him. Who knows?
I don't know.
I didn't even read this story. Every time I see it, I go,
See, that's the thing. It is an odd one. I skip over it as well. Yeah. I think nothing of it.
Well, because we don't understand the... She didn't murder anybody. She wasn't dealing cocaine. All right.
Here's a lot of cocaine.
Here's a huge fine and probation if you want that.
No,
whatever.
I think I remember the same, Craig. It was like some sort of baggie that had just like residue, just the tiniest little bit.
What, even an eight ball?
No. It was almost
ball,
nothing.
For those unfamiliar,
an eighth ball is an eighth of an ounce.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Some people don't
probably
know.
Finished it off the in lingo. The bathroom.
She may have.
Well, you got to lick the baggie.
You got to lick the baggie. And you throw it away.
Somebody told me once you got to lick the baggie.
Right. You throw it down the toilet.
Might have been somebody in this room.
No. I was licking baggies before I met you.
Hey.
And so are you.
He's a baggy licker from way back.
All three of us licked bags before we met each other. Okay. What are you talking about?
You got a break coming up. You want to do it again?
Nope.
No.
Nope. I stopped licking baggies years ago.
You know, Rosie, we saw
all of them.
Fat Jewish guy sneak on the plane.
Yeah.
Throw an empty baggie in your purse. That just seems
this
like
just seems
of
like a waste of money and time.
She's
fighting it though. I guess they could make it go away if she didn't fight it. And she wants to go to trial for some reason. Believe me, lawyers and prosecutors, listen. She'll pay a fine. She had a little blow.
Well, wouldn't that happen if she pleaded no contest?
I don't know. We don't know why she's fighting it. Maybe she is really pissed. Maybe she thinks somebody should put it there. You know.
All I'm seeing is two small bags of white powder, which registered as cocaine in later tests.
Oh, two small bags.
And licked both bags.
Yeah, don't forget your cocaine.
Yeah,
on the plane.
Well, I'm not blaming anybody for getting stuff when you're wasted. It happens all the time.
Well, put it in your sock.
No.
If I were ever
actually
to fly,
don't fly with cocaine.
Yeah,
anymore.
With cocaine, I would put it in my sock.
Not anymore. They test for that. They get those drug dogs to sniff your legs in the aisles.
Oh, I got the random thing coming out of here.
I'm sure you did.
Where they just ask you to give a piece of electronic. You got any electronic equipment? Hell, that's all I got in my bag. I got an iPod. I got a phone. I got one of those little Bose speakers.
Right.
Yeah, pick any one of those. They just, I'll give you your phone. And so they brush it to see if there's any explosives on it.
Yeah.
And it turns out there wasn't. So
just Vaseline.
phone exploding anytime.
No, no, he doesn't do that, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Desktop in the living room guy.
That's right. Drive back in the living room. It's our game of Clue. Drive back in the living room.
Multiple charges being filed in Pennsylvania.
No, Clue, there's options.
That's well, yeah, or lotion in the bedroom. Yeah,
that's pretty much right. That's pretty much it. Unless we involve the whole crew.
Right.
Multiple charges being filed in Pennsylvania against a man who was spotted breaking into his own home.
Black guy?
Doesn't say.
Okay. That happens a lot.
A few weeks ago in Fairview Township.
Oh, I know that area.
Yeah, it's near York.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, yeah. So probably not a black guy.
No, might be. York's got black people.
This doesn't matter.
All right.
When neighbors called police to report someone breaking a window to get into an apartment. Police determined that Aaron Kramer lived at the apartment and then noticed a strong marijuana odor coming from inside.
Dude, lock myself out. Yeah.
They say the 41-year-old had significant amounts of pot and cocaine mixed with ecstasy inside.
Oh, my God. But he locked himself out trying to get his own apartment?
Yes.
Luck of the draw there, huh? Who knocked on him? Then just Aaron neighbors, locked himself out? Didn't see.
Neighbors said, you know, he's breaking. Somebody's breaking a window to get into this apartment.
Yeah, he lives there.
Yeah. But, you know, it's an apartment. Who knows?
Yeah, you don't know. Everybody lives in apartments, right?
Right.
I'm sure.
What do they call cocaine mixed with ecstasy? Is there a name for that?
I'm unfamiliar.
Is that the unfamiliar face you made to me off the air?
I am unfamiliar.
Okay. All right.
I am honestly unfamiliar with the cocaine mixed with ecstasy.
Jacked up and seeing things.
When I Google
in the morning,
mixing cocaine with ecstasy, I'm sent immediately to mentalhelp.net.
Well, why don't you stay there?
Yep.
Let's just stay there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.